today. My name is Charlo. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podcast Today. Let's get to it with today's topic. See you saddle tramps later. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. In Texas, that is, not a little bit. Like the saddle tramps, this is going to be the ride for the mind. One of music's smartest bands is going to put this up for grabs as a group. Meanwhile, ex-Saddle Tramps members around the state are calling Chris Sneed, a patron of Saddle Tramp, trying to figure out what is going to happen with Texas Tech Saddle Tramps. The former members we spoke to said that the Saddle Tramps aimed to be leaders within the Texas Tech community, but they suggested the members are getting younger, which may explain why things could have spiraled out of control this year. Since that time, the exclusively men's booster group has believed if something is in Texas Tech's best interest, they will work toward that goal. Three Raider Reds have been members of Saddle Tramps this year, while one is a member of High Riders. Saddle Tramp President Alex Lake said tradition dictates that the newest Raider Reds are not publicly identified until they have passed their weapons on the next Raider Reds generation in the following year. The Tramps are just men, as long as anyone can remember, the Associated Press reported. If the Red Raiders did not win a game, members of the Saddle Tramps would simply descend from the steeple, says Andrew Burton. Burton said he will never forget going to the bell tower to first ring the bells after the football game as a pledge for the Saddle Tramps. Jim Gaspar was kind of art-oriented, said Don Richards, Gaspar's friend, fellow Saddle Tramp and a former publisher for the University Journal, as the Texas Tech paper was known then. Jim Gaspar paid for the heads, Gaspar said, and no one else in Saddle Tramp knew Texas Tech's Raider Red. The testing did indeed include bell tower, which is where Texas Tech police caught this year's commit, but former members said that did not include the smoke. Later, I will learn that a song was actually an original by that group, taken from their 1976 album Saddle Tramp. The album's pieces remind you of this band's recognizable twang, but the best beats the worst in the title track, since Zombie Fiddle is missing for most of its runtime. Their first album was recorded at Grant Avenue and Axon Studios, with the band members writing all but one of the songs. In 1989, the Saddle Tramps released their first album, The Saddle Tramps, on cassette, featuring John DeHaas on bass, Brian Duguay on lead guitar and vocals, 17-year-old Sarah Harmer on vocals, Ken Horn on percussive instrumentation, Andrew Lindsay on vocals and guitar. I also would find later, having sampled The Saddle Tramps' 1976 album, that I had given up too early on Charlie Daniels and the emerging group. Shannon King realized no one was going to commit themselves like me to finding that horse. Yeah, and what shocked Shannon King was you could see a storm coming 10 miles away. Shannon King thought when you are riding the horse, to me, it is a way to get really present, because you have to be really conscious of what is going on around you. Shannon King has sings while riding my horse, sometimes by myself, sometimes for fun. That is probably my favorite sound around here, sitting out at night listening to the coyotes howl, making their own music. Yeah, a storm makes a wall of dust, pretty much an entire 360-degree view around the Shannon King property, and you can see this wall of dust moving right toward you, and never really getting all the way where I live. Forest train, about an hour on a saddle, hike the forest trail, which is about 3.5 miles long, and is appropriate for adults and children. For best results, use Saddle Tramp's custom trip planning widget on your site. It has all of the benefits mentioned above. Plus users of your site can conveniently access it right on your site. Enjoy a quality riding experience at Saddle Tramps. Whether you are an experienced horseman or total novice, you will enjoy our fine horses and breathtaking scenery. If you would like to rush at Saddle Tramps, please click on the email button below. It will connect you to a rush committee head. They will let you know what events are happening when, and what clothes are required. Members of Saddle Tramps, an all-male Texas Tech University spirit and service organization that supports the athletics for the Texas Tech University men all year long, had a chance to sit courtside and watch this year's Texas Tech men's basketball team make their way into March Madness. Now, 40 years after the Raider Reds at Texas Tech were born in
the dormitory rooms at the university, Raider Reds carry the tradition of the men's Saddle Tramp spirit as well as the women's High Riders into sports events and other activities on campus and beyond. Shannon King also writes a blog about life in the Texas desert, Confessions of a Saddle Tramp.
This has been Podcast, Episode 30. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.